10 years ago, the New York Metropolitan Opera began to simulcast live performances to movie theaters all over the world, including theaters in the Bay Area. WSF's Quincy Walters experienced it firsthand and takes you along to the opera.
I'm sitting in the third row, watching the Met perform Giuseppe Verdi's Il Trovatore. It's a pretty good view. Right now, I can see the anguish in a character's face as she sings about a mob burning a woman alive. That event ignites the opera's flames of revenge, flames that can only be doused with blood. But I'm not watching at New York's Lincoln Center. I'm a little over 1,000 miles away in an auditorium at Eckerd College in St. Petersburg. There are about 130 people in the audience. They enter talking about the other operas that they've seen. It's hard to find someone here who hasn't seen a live performance at the Met, and even harder to find someone who hasn't seen an opera simulcast. But there was one person.
I am so thrilled. It is so exciting to be able to see their faces so close, to hear the music, to see the expressions and the translation. And the music, of course, just vibrates through you.
That's David Swindle. While he's seen live productions at the St. Petersburg Opera, he hasn't yet seen a performance in person or simulcast from the Met, considered one of the best opera companies in the world. He compares the live experience to watching sports at a stadium versus the simulcast, which is watching it on a big screen. With an opera simulcast, he says, it's live but not alive.
It comes through a sound system, and so there's a slight change with that, and there's something powerful about seeing it and hearing it as it's happening in the auditorium.
In its first years, the Met simulcasts were financially self-sufficient. Now entering its 10th season, it adds up to $18 million to the company's bottom line. Peter Gelb, the Met's general manager in New York, says that the simulcasts aren't intended to replace the experience of actually going to an opera. They're meant to enhance people's love for opera.
It's a way for opera lovers to extend their lifespan as opera goers, people who are no longer physically able to get to the Met, that they have the comfort and convenience of being able to see performances in a local movie theater.
He's referring to people like Joseph Baker, who sat in the audience behind me. He says he's been to 3 Met productions in New York, The Girl from the Golden West, André Chenier, and Othello, and he's seen more than 12 simulcast productions. And he agrees with Gelb, there's nothing quite like being there. We speak during intermission, when theater audiences are given a behind-the-scenes look at the opera and highlights from past performances.
I don't think there's any substitute for a live performance. There's really a lot of excitement in being there. But in the theater here, you do have the advantage of close-ups and seeing the singers emote.
There are 2,000 theaters around the world that play the simulcasts. The tickets cost $25 each. Gelb says getting the performances to thousands of screens is no easy task.
There are more than 1,600 full-time employees, as well as another 1,600 or so transient artists and other employees come through the Met during the course of a season. It's a very complex operation involving multiple subtitling. We have 8 different languages, numerous satellites, and fiber optic lines. It's a massive undertaking.
The audience in St. Petersburg is probably unaware of all of this as Il Trovatore comes to its conclusion, with one character making a miscalculated sacrifice and another realizing that revenge is sometimes a cold dish you serve to yourself. Quincy Walters, WUSF, 89.7 News.
WSF's Susan Giles Wontuck contributed to the story, and the next simulcast, a production of Othello, is on October 17th. There are more than 12 theaters in the Tampa Bay area that screen those simulcasts. You can find a theater near you at WSFnews.org.